Good morning, good day, how is everyone? We are back here to study the Bible, trying to get a better glimpse of what is going on, part six of In Search of Help. Now, our program is usually called In Search of Truth, and this series, we're looking at the truth that we're looking at in help. So, it's labeled In Search of Help in Today's Society, Part 6. We just pray to Yahweh. Gracious Father, thank Thee for another day. Give us wisdom and guidance as we study, as we try to get a better understanding of Your Word, of what's going on. So many things going on, disease everywhere, curses, a reflection of the law that you have promised, the blessings and the curses. Help us that we might be able to understand and know what your word says. Help us to live in accordance with it. Help us to lay down our lives for your word. Help us to appreciate it. Help us to grow in grace and the knowledge of your word. Fill us with your spirit. Help us to understand the deep things of the word of Yahweh so that we might be able to grow thereby. Feed us with your word. Open the hearts of the people. They might be able to hear your words in our mind. Speak through me to the people so that they might not hear my words, but yours. Save us from ourselves, for we cannot. In your son's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Okay, we were looking last at the temple, that we are the temple of Yahweh. We also found out in the temple, at the time of Yahweh, the people were, you know, saying that they're the people of Yahweh, like the name, saying that they wasn't cursed, they were surely cursed. We were so blind that we didn't even know what was going on. Leadership. Let's look at it a little bit. Just so that we can see and try to understand what happens when we are blind. When we choose the wrong watchman. When we follow these denominations who set up watchmen. And we obey them because we are Methodists. Oh, we're a Baptist. Oh, we're Pentecostal. Oh, we're Seventh-day Baptist. Oh, we're Seventh Day Holders. Oh, we're Seventh Day Adventists. Oh, we're Catholic. Oh, we're Lutheran. Oh, we're Calvinist. Oh, we're Mormon. Oh, we're Jehovah. Oh, we're whatever. Okay, Scientology. All of these things were never set up according to Yahweh. Now, Yahweh did not set up any of this stuff. Not set up one denomination. Not set up any of this that we have today. People just believe a lie that they might be dead because they love not the truth. So let's read that again in 2 Samuel chapter 3 verses 1 through 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto Yahweh before Eli. And the word of Yahweh was precious in those days. Is it precious today? Are we having young people ministering unto Yahweh? There was no vision, no open vision in those days. Now, how can you be ministering to Yahweh? And there's no open vision. Something's wrong with you. Okay? We don't mean speaking in tongues. We don't mean all that stuff. Like people be talking. No. Okay, let's see what else is in. And it came to pass that when Eli had laid down. Now remember, let's make sure you understand this situation. Eli is the priest of Yahweh. Samuel is the little boy who was dedicated to Yahweh, but was not a priesthood, was not in a priesthood. Now, let's go back a little bit so you can get a better understanding. The priesthood was just of the tribe of Levi, the Levites. Moses was a Levite, Aaron was a Levite, all of it. And so they were dedicated to be the priest of Yah, of Yahweh. So with the priest of Yahweh, you have that they were supposed to be the watchmen on the wall of Zion, blowing the trumpet when they see Yahweh bring the sword on the land. So when you have, okay, so Yahweh had what we call a theocracy, not a denomination. There's no denomination mentioned in the Bible. There's no one. Okay, so there is none. There is only a theocracy that is mentioned in the Bible. That's Yahweh's plan. There is no other. Now man has set up his own, and that's why we have all of these churches and children being raped and what do you call it, homosexuality, and you have in the priesthood, and whatever, you have all these things. So Yahweh has nothing to do with anything. Okay, so under the theocracy, Yahweh was our king individually and as a nation, and then we would get directions from what he would call a judge. Okay? Everybody's supposed to have their own connection with Yahweh, period. Okay? So then if you sin, then you go to the priest and they offer up sacrifice to forgive your sins. They're your mediator. Okay? They're your mediator between Yahweh or Yeshua and the rest of the congregation. Okay? So, when you sinned, you brought a lamb, where Yeshua is the Lamb of Yahweh today. You confessed your sins. You put your hands over the lamb, you confessed your sins, and your sins were transferred from you to the lamb. So today, we confess our sins to Yahweh when we pray, and our sins are transferred, from us to Yeshua, who is the Lamb of Elohim. Same exact thing. Then the sins were transferred to the lamb. Then you slayed the lamb, not the priest. You slayed the lamb, and the blood, the priest took the blood. So the blood, the Bible says that the life is in the blood. So that means if you got tumors, cancer, disease, anything in the animal, okay, it's in the blood. So if you eat the blood, the blood is in this animal, it's going throughout the whole body. That is why he said drain the blood. Okay? Now, with that, when you actually do that, so when you offered up the sacrifice, the blood was transferred. It was in the blood. So that's why the priest took the blood. So now the blood, the sins were transferred from the lamb to the priest. And Yahweh, the Bible tells us that Hebrews is our high priest. Says that he was our lamb, so the sins were transferred from him to himself, okay, which is the high priest. Okay, and then he takes this sin and he sprinkles it before the altar, the priest, okay, and it transferred from you to the sanctuary. Okay, he sprinkled it before the sanctuary. So all year long, the sins are building up in the sanctuary. And so that's the way it is today. When we confess our sins to the Lamb, fellow him, they're transferred to him, transferred to the high priest, which he is, and then it's stored up in the sanctuary in heaven. Then on the Day of Atonement, which happened every year, on the 7th month, the 10th day of Yahweh's calendar, not the Roman Gregorian calendar that we have today, so please do not compare it to September, October. It has nothing to do with that. The 7th month of July has nothing to do with that. Wow. Okay, so when you move forward, you realize that at that particular time, when the sin is being, so we see sins were forgiven in the Old Testament the same way they are today in the New Testament. The only difference is they were all symbolic. in the Old Testament and as they are in the New Testament. So there was no difference. Okay, so what we were saying was that that was the role, but you had to have your communication with Yahweh. You prayed to Yahweh, you were his vessel. It was not the priest was not his vessel. Okay, then Yahweh would raise up judges, okay, and he would not have kings. He did not have presidents. He did not have any of those things. He had what we call a judge, which he would endow with his spirit and lead them to protect them and keep them as they went through different things in time. So he would raise up the judge so that no one could come up as a judge themselves and say, okay, my father was and this, that, and the other. But that's what was happening. Okay, so this was a judge. Eli was a judge at that time. So he was the priest and the judge. So people went to him. And so this is where we find ourselves. So this was supposed to be the mandate of Yahweh. And it came to pass at that time when Eli, the judge, was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to dim that he could not see. So he went blind. And Er, the lamp of Elohim, went out in the temple of Yahweh, where the ark of Elohim was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. He lets us know that he was about to change things because Eli had sons and his sons were wicked. Hear me? His sons were wicked. And they thought, you know, everybody thought his sons would follow him. And his sons he put in place. He put his sons in place. Now, you were never supposed to set your sons up as the next judges or the people that will follow. No, you were not the next. You did not go down by children. So that's like kings. That's the way man does it. Yahweh forbid that. So what, and nobody voted them in, so there was no capitalist society, okay? No communist society, none of these societies, socialist, none of these societies. Okay, it was called a theocracy. Yahweh was in charge. You reported to him individually. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes as they studied and prayed and Yahweh led them. So we would pick out the best person, I guess, at that time. And so Eli was the man for that time. Then when Eli got old, his sons started to take over the priesthood, which was forbidden, which he should not have done. And they were wicked. And so he had to slay them. So he had to raise up another person, and that's who this Samuel was. He was raising up Samuel as the last judge for Israel, for my people. Okay, so with that, the sunstone light was taken away, and people now had set up denominations. That's basically what it was. My father, my son, man, you know, picking out who's going to be the leader, who's leading the people of God. That's what it is. That's what denomination is. So when we talk about denominations, that's what the Bible calls it. Okay, so next thing you had was his children were not connected to Yahweh. And because his children were not connected to Yahweh, they were picked out by him. So then they were the new watchmen. Okay, watchmen set up by the people. And so they didn't follow Yahweh, so that was the end of that. Okay, so he chose Yeshua. So I just wanted to let you know that when you go out blindly, when the light of Yahweh goes out in your heart, when the light of Yahweh is no longer leading your denomination, your church, your people, your individual, you are like Eli. There is no connection with Yahweh. You're just going on by form and fashion. And that's what was going on. That's what goes on today. That's what's going on in the past. But he wants us to learn from it. That's all. He just wants us to learn and develop and grow in grace and the knowledge of Yeshua, the Messiah. That's what it's all about. That's good. That's good deal. Okay. So Yahweh has laid down the difference between the American standard diet and Yahweh's healthy diet. American standard diet causes cancer. Period. It's just designed to kill you. Okay? And they keep tweaking it such as good, you know, better than nothing. But they are paying, you know, the drug industry, they're paying the cows, people who grow food, you know, agriculture, you know, the Terminator seed, all of these different things that they have, okay, which are designed so that you go to McDonald's, you buy, you know, the Big Mac and all of these different things. You go, you know, and they're all poisonous. That's the cancer causing. That's what who said will help in conversion. Okay? Processed meat. That is surely processed. Okay. And so then Yahweh has his healthy diet. The diet is to save your life. Did you know that? Diet was designed to save you. Amen. Now, I like this. I like where this is going. Save you what? From yourself. Amen. Now, myself? Why I gotta be saved from myself? Because we are wicked. Just like Eli. And we're trying to set up our own stuff now. We gotta be careful. You know, we just want to follow Yahweh. Try to get him to, you know, lead us down the pathway. So that we might go where he calls us to go and do what he calls us to do. So, one is set up for destruction. Just like the drug industry, it's a $1 trillion business. I hear all the time on the radio, TV, whatever. They will say, you need to vote that. You need this drug. You need this drug. It'll do this. It'll do that. But it'll also maybe give you a heart attack. It might give you a stroke. It might even kill you. And people buy those things. So just imagine. Check with your doctor. Make sure he says that you can, you know, all of these things. You know. So it's really interesting that we, you know, but it's good that they have to list all the, you know, side effects. I mean, that's the obvious side effects. Okay? So, but Yahweh's diet and lifestyle does not do that. His is for healing of the nations, as we wrote before, talked about before. So, what is diet? What is life? What is food? Now, some people say food is for your eating. It's something that you're supposed to love. It was designed for this, that, and the other. Yes, food is good. You know, fruits, vegetables, all those things are good. They taste good too. Yeah, he designed things for our pleasure. He put us here to pleasure so that we might enjoy life and have it more abundant. Well, how are you going to have longer life and abundant life if you're killing yourself? You can't. But if you're following Yahweh's laws and understand why things were given, then you would have a better understanding. Like, example, he has given us fruits and vegetables. Okay? What is fruits for and what is vegetables? Have you ever thought of that? Do you eat to live or live to eat? Now, most people live to eat. I mean, they're just overweight, being with them. That's all they do is live to eat. And that is not how Yahweh designed it. And eat to live. So some other people just eat enough, just enough that they need to stay alive. That's it. And the healthy items so that they can just stay alive and keep their body in check and good health. That's it. That's what he designed it for. He didn't design all this other stuff. Alright. Let's make sure we understand it now. Alright? Okay. In the beginning. Amen. What did Yahweh give us? Alright, let's turn to Genesis. Okay. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2. Okay, if you look at Genesis, in chapter 2, it tells us, okay, it gives us one command, verse 16, and Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou shalt freely eat. What did it say? Every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thou shalt surely die. What did he say? That we are surely going to die if we eat of the tree of life, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So we need to understand he only gave one command. And that's all we had to follow. Not 10, not 20, not 30, just one. Okay, what are we? Okay, let's think about that for a minute. What are we? Chapter 2, let's look at verse 4. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, when they were created in the day that Yahweh Elohim made the earth and the heaven, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and of every herb. Okay, so we got plants, and now we got herbs. Every herb of the field before it grew. For Yahweh had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the world. And Yahweh Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground. Amen. So he created us from the dirt, or as some would say, the soil. Now, what color soils are they? Okay, there is no such thing as white soil, so let's get that out the way. Is white sand? Okay. So in this soil, it has nutrients and minerals. And they have, this good soil has the same nutrients and minerals as a human being in the same percentage. Did you know that? The elements and nutrition values and all that stuff come out the earth. Mm-hmm. So we were most definitely created from the dirt. There's no question, from the soil. What color is the soil coming? They come in red, which is a clay. They come in brown, which is good soil. And then they have what you call mulch or whatever. They have the black soil, which you find usually in a forest and in a wood. Now, which is the richest soil and which is not the richest soil? So, in clay, okay, you can have clay soil, okay, clay, and it'll just hold water. So it won't let it seep through, okay? In clay, you make different things with. Okay, so you have clay. It's usually red, like a red man, you know, like the Native American red people was at one time. Then you have, from there, I have the brown soil, which most people are familiar with. Okay, and then you have, and that's the next best soil that most soil is in. And then the richest soil is the composted soil. The richest soil is the one that's not touch with man, and that leaves and different things fall and die and re-decompose, and it's called black dirt. And that's the richest soil, okay? And most people take their soil and they try to put in mulch and put in different things and put in, you know, different things to build up the soil, that this black soil is the best. So most likely, there's no definite, but most likely that Yahweh created man, human, from these soils. Okay. All right. Verse 2 again. No, okay. Lord God, verse 7. Chapter 2, verse 7. And Yahweh Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground. All right. One of these sorts. So he was a pure person of color. Okay. Not what those these movies show you. White Adam and Eve, there's no such thing as White Adam and Eve. It was one of these colors like I just mentioned to you. Okay? And breathed into his nostril the breath of life. So now you have another component. You have the soil. So that's why we have to eat the things that come from the soil, because that's what we are. So the fruits and vegetables, all that stuff would have the same consistency that we have. And so it would build up our minerals and nutrients and all that good stuff. Okay, so the next thing it says, did he breathe into our nostrils? So after you were formed like clay, that you know, we used to have gumbo, things you used to make with clay, and shop, depending on what school you went to. You could mold things, make jars, make vessels, and so forth out of clay. So you take this clay, this form that he had created that was full of minerals and nutrients, and all of those things that came from the dirt, the soil. Then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The breath of life. And then, so he breathed into us a spirit. Okay. We didn't have a spirit before. It was just dead. Just like today. If you go and you die, they take you and they put you in a grave. And as time goes on, you will turn back to dust from which you had come. So you know you were created from dirt. Okay. So once you were created from this dirt, and it breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. So the breath of life was separate from the human body. So these are two different components, independent of each other. He brings the two together, and then man became a living soul. Amen. So if you don't have a body, then you're not a living soul. If you don't have the breath, you aren't a living soul. So when somebody dies and they are no longer breathing, they are not a living soul. They are a dead soul, because you need the breath of life. That. Now, if you just have the breath of life, or some would say a spirit, okay, are you a living soul? No. Because you don't have a body. So you have to have both a body and be breathing and your heart pumping, okay, for you to be a living soul. So you are a dead soul once you stop breathing. Get that? So nobody is going to heaven, nobody going to hell, nobody going to purgatory, all of those man-made stuff. They are not going nowhere. You're going to the grave where you came from. You're going back to the dirt, and that's it. The spirit, as some call it, or some people call it spirit, but let's leave what it says. The breath of life is taken from you, and it goes back to Yahweh, period. Okay. And you're no longer a living soul. You're no longer a soul floating around there and all this and things. You're none of that. But that's what we are told. Okay, so now this is what constitutes a human. So we have two components that we must deal with. The breath of life that keeps us alive. And this flesh. Now sometimes this flesh don't mean nothing. It probably might not mean nothing, but I tell you one thing, if it's gone, if it's dead, is dead, and you are no. How about that? Okay. So, we would like to know why did he create us? What is he trying to keep? So yes, he's trying to keep you to do good. You know what I mean? He wants to hook you up. He wants to hook us up. You know what I mean? He wants us to live fruitful lives. And he put everything here on the planet to assist us. But he asked us to follow his commands, his laws that he had laid down. Now everything that he created is good. And every day he said he created something good. And on the very sixth day, when he created man and woman, he said it is very good. Yeah? After he created us in his image. Okay. So, let's be going down a little bit there. Verse number 26 of chapter 1. Okay, this is chapter 6, verse 24. And Elohim said, let us make man in our image. Here it is again. So he's making us like him. Okay? Like them. Like the Father. Okay? Like, they call it the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Did you get that? The Father. Not the Son. The Father. The Word of Elohim. And the Spirit of Elohim. So notice, he told us that he created us. He created us in his image. But he only explained to us two things. He explained to us a form, a body, and a breath of life. And then this new existence of a being between these combinations came into existence. Okay? Which consists of three components. Your brain, your words, which is your thoughts made audible, and your spirit. Look at your spirit that you have within. So then we have three components, like him. Because if he's going to be made like him, and we're going to be made like him, then we got to have components like he can. And that's what it is. The Father is the brain, the mind, the words, or the thoughts of the humanity. Audible, so that you can understand me. I mean, my words don't jump out at you. I speak the words and you understand them. And the Spirit is having me move and have our being move from one place to another. So we have to keep all of these guys in check and in perfect harmony so that they might be able to do its utmost blessing on the planet. Must do what you're always asking us to do. Okay, so. Listen. Notice what he says. Okay. Verse 26, and Elohim said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. No, wait a minute. Look what this is. So notice what he says. Let us. So us means there's three of them. That's how people look at that. There's the three of them. Us is Elohim. Elohim, God, when we speak the word Elohim, is plural. It's not singular. It's plural. So he said, let us, the Word, the Spirit, and the Father, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So that's what he knew. That we are created in his image and after his likeness. So as I mentioned, we got a word, he has a word. We have a spirit, he has a spirit. He has a brain, we have a brain. Okay? That's the components that make them one. They are one. Not three little beings floating around and all that stuff. No. They are one. Such that it does, when your arm moves, okay? When your arm moves, when your spirit moves your arm, okay? When your feet move, when your spirit, it's in coordination, not with the word. It's in coordination with the brain of where it's going, your thoughts. Okay? Yeah. Hey, that's good. Your brain, your thoughts are controlling your very being as you move about. Controlling the spirit. That's right. That's the spirit. Then you have the words which I'm speaking to you now. These are my thoughts made audible. That you might be able to hear me. That we might be able to communicate. That you might be able to understand my deepest thoughts. And what I'm saying. That's what you're there for. Nothing more or less. Okay? So, as you're hearing what I'm saying, as this happens, that's how we were created in the image of Yahweh. That's why the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Him. Amen. The Word was with Him. In the beginning was the Word. Right, so that for the Word to even come forth, speaking everything into existence, that's what it means. He spoke it, and it stood fast. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be land, let the land come out of the water, and it came out of the water. So, He spoke things into existence. That's the Creator, called the Word of Elohim. So, now, and that's what we have. We can speak, now some people believe we can speak things into existence. So you think of your thoughts and you think of that, it comes. I don't know about belief, all that stuff. Right? But that's what people say. But I'm just saying, according to Yahweh, that's what He does. And so we can plan things in our minds, what we want to accomplish, and we go forth and do it. Okay? And so Yahweh had planned this, and He went forth and did it. Simple as that. So, now, let's see what else it says. Verse 26. And Elohim said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So He says it three times. Let us, there's it is right there, that's the first time. Let us make in what? Our is number two. There it is, it, letting you know that this is plural. After our likeness, there it is again. Our image, our likeness, and let them, Adam and Eve, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now, He did not say for you to eat them. He did not say He created them to eat. He did not say that. He didn't say, He just said you have dominion that you might be a ruler and a leader. Okay? That you might be their God of the earth, a demigod. Okay? Thus He made you in His image, so yes, He made you sort of like that. But know for sure you are no God in the sense of the creation of the universe and all that. No, call it demigod or whatever you want to call it, so I don't care. Bottom line, you are human, made in His image, after His likeness in the beginning. You hear me? So we were over these things, and He did not. He did not. Now, why did He create fowls of the air, the cattle, so that everything might be in harmony? You need the beasts to pollinate the seeds, so that they might be able to pollinate the foods. So that they can cross-pollinate, so you'll get corn, so you can get wheat, so you can get... So all of these things work together. Yahweh has a law. He has a plan. I'm glad we got a plan. Because the plan we got don't work. Man's plan is worthless. So, in His plan, He had everything work together. So all things that He created is good for their creation, not for eating. See, we are so perverted. All we think is that if He created us to eat all those things that He just listed. That is so much foolishness. That is so shallow. That is so shallow. Okay? He didn't say He gave us dominion, rulership over it. He didn't say He gave us those things so that we can eat. Okay? And people got that in their mind. I mean, they are so wicked and so corrupt. We don't even, we are so superficial, we don't even understand anything. All we do is just, say stupidity stuff. Okay? He created the cattle so we can eat them. We don't even get the cattle for you to eat them. Right? But people, they sin. That's why it's called sin, we sin. Okay? We are so, backwards. Okay? So, He created it, okay, so that we can be leaders and be able to nurture and keep everything. So, verse 27, so Elohim created man in His own image. There it is again, in His own image. In the image of Elohim created He him. Male and female created He them. So, Adam represents the word human, most of the times in the Bible. Okay? That's what it is. And so that's what he called Adam and Eve. So we see that there's a male aspect and a female aspect to us. Male and female. That is them. So there's female and a male aspects in all of us. So in each of us is, you know, we have feminine traits and mental traits. We have the left brain, we have the right brain. We have all of these things that cross over so that we can understand, but one dominates the other. Do they say our hormones and our chromosomes and our DNA and all of those different things, that they all line up and one is a male and one is a female. Okay, and that's what he said, he created a male and a female. And when he created the male and the female, okay, in his image, so that means that there's traits in the Elohim, okay, in the garden. And Elohim is male and female traits, because that's what he put in us, what was in him. That's what he says. I mean, I didn't write that. Okay, so that's what it says. Now, who's the female? What's the, I don't know about that stuff. That's what I'm talking about. Talking about, he said that he created them what male female created he them. Okay, so these are reflection. We are reflection of him. Just like our words is his word. You know, he had the word. Word made, you know, everything. So our words bring things into existence. Our thoughts bring things into existence. We communicate through our words. Through our spirit, we move and have our being. We're able to, you know, manipulate things and touch things and do things and plan things. Okay? Alright, so what else does it say here? He created us, male and female, in his image. Not in the male in his image. No, that's not what it says, male and female. Verse 28. And Elohim blessed them. He blessed them, who was called Adam. Them. Human. That's what the verb is. Human. Okay? He created human. Okay? And God and Elohim blessed them. And Elohim said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Oh, there you go. So he's telling you to do what I did. I created all of this. And I created these different things. So he said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And subdue it. Okay? Now, let's look at these things. Okay? He said, be fruitful. Okay? Fruitful means that, you know, fruitful for you to live fruitful. Okay? He created us so that we can enjoy life. That's when he created all the birds, all the trees, all the bees, all the flowers. Smell so beautiful. I mean, heat, the sunrise, the moon, the heat, the cold, the rain, to replenish the earth. Snow. I mean, he created all these things, which were wonderful, wonderful in its layout of how he laid it out, why he laid it out, why it was in existence, so that we can enjoy ourselves. That's it. That's what we're here for. We're here to enjoy what Yahweh has given to us. Yeah. Yes, that's what it is. So, in this existence, he has laws. Amen. He said, be fruitful, multiply, have more children, and so forth. And replenish the earth. He did not say destroy the earth. Replenish. Replenish means that means to make it better than what it was before. Okay? To make it, maintain it, to keep it. Replenish, you know. Keep your house in order. You know? You want your house to fall down, you got to keep your car in maintenance, you got to keep it. Maintain. Right? Maintain. Replenish the earth. And that's what that is what we would call sustainability. Making things living sustainably, living in accordance with nature so that it can continue to replenish and build, not destroy. See, we as humans are sinful. And so all we want to do, we're dying, so we want everything to die. We just killing everything on the planet. So we go around killing everybody, everything, every animal and everything on existence. And we just pollute the planet in every form and fashion that we possibly can, so that you cannot even drink pure water. Eventually, they had most places, a lot of places, you can't even breathe pure air. How about that? I mean, we are so destructive. We have taken this thing to the wrong degree because we are sinful beings. But he did not say that. In the beginning, he said, replenish the earth. So we must learn what does it mean to live sustainably. And that's what we're dealing with. That's what we are. Yahweh is a sustainable existence. That's how. So that you can continue and your children can continue and so forth. And to enjoy what he has laid out for us. Now, when other people tell you, nah, man, that's not what this is about. Don't believe them, man. Don't believe me. It's garbage that they're saying. Subdue it. And be fruitful, multiply, and replenish you. And subdue it. Now, subdue it does not mean to whip it into it. No. Subdue it, that means you work with it to keep it, you know, everything. You know, just like a child, you try to subdue it and, you know, make sure it stays, you know, in its place and, you know, keeps everything in proper order. That's what it means. It doesn't mean kill them. It doesn't mean go out there and shoot them. You want the husk. You want all these. Go shoot the elephant. Boom, boom. What do you shoot an elephant for? No reason. You ain't eating them. You just want to kill. That's it. Because we are a sinful, destructive group of people. We're bombing each other and killing each other, polluting the air and dumping poisons in the water so that people can make money off of it. They take uranium, they put them in the mountains, they want to give them to the Native Americans to kill them off for $1 million, $100 million. I mean, this is insanity. Insanity. We have gone insane. Okay? So, we're not following Yahweh, so follow this. This is talking about a sustainable lifestyle. So from now on, we're going to talk about sustainability. What is sustainability? So that you can live, and the people who live around you can live, that you are not destroying the earth, but replenishing it, and the air, and the water, and everything that you touch, you want to help replenish. And have dominion over the fish of the sea. Dominion does not mean rulership and whipping them. It does not mean that. It means that you're higher. Dominion that you can think about how to best utilize everything and work together. Over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every creeping thing which moveth upon you. So most people would say, oh, see, this is where he said to subdue and eat. All the meat you can eat. That is not at all what it's saying. But this is, you know, the perverted appetite, perverted mentality, perverted person and society. You get that? Perversion. Now let's see if what these people think is so. Because he's going to explain what he means by subdue. He's going to explain what he means by replenish. He's going to explain what this means to have dominion. Now let's listen. Let's listen closely. Chapter 1, verse 29. And Elohim said, behold, I have given you. Amen. What did he give us? I have given you every herb bearing seed. So what did he say? He's given us every herb. No, he didn't say he's given us every herb. No, he says he's given us every herb bearing seed. So that's the seed. So that's like pine, nuts. That's like, you know, lentils. That's like, okay, all of these things that are seeds, which is upon the face of the earth. And every tree, all right? Okay, now he's not telling us to eat the tree. Okay, let me say. Upon the face of all the earth and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for food. That's what the word meat means. Meat does not mean flesh in the body. It does not. It means food. A bad translation of the Europeans again. But that helps to justify eating flesh. So, it says here, every tree in which is the fruit of a tree which yields seed. So, he's saying now, yeah, I'm giving you the fruit. So, I gave you seed. Okay? Gave you grain. Gave you nuts. Gave you that. That's the seed. Okay, now I'm giving you what? The fruit of the seed. The fruit of every tree. So that says your oranges, and it has to have seeds in it, okay? So it does not mean seedless watermelon. That doesn't mean seedless watermelon. It means seeded watermelon. Get that? Okay, it does not mean seedless grapes. It means grapes with seeds in them. Get that? Okay, so as you go through and look at all these beautiful things that he has given to you, it says it has seeds in it, then you can eat. And that's a fruit. That's the difference between a fruit and a vegetable. A fruit is that you can, you know, it's something that has a seed in it. Okay, so tomatoes. Tomatoes, some people consider it a vegetable. No, it's a fruit, according to the Bible. You know, man and his inventions. The Bible and his inventions. How about that? Okay, so what happened next? Okay. Then it says, which is upon the face of the earth, and which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for food. Okay, so this is a fruitarian diet. So he did not give us vegetables to eat. Look at that. No vegetables to eat, you see, before sin came into the world. He created us, as fruitarian, not vegetarians. Get that. And surely not carnivorous. Then verse 30, it says, and to every beast of the earth. Now he's going to talk about the animals, what diet he's given them. And to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein is life. I have given every green herb for me, for food. And it was so. So he made the animals vegetarian. And he made humans fruitarian. Did you get that? See, how many of you know you got to read the Bible? Yeah. It'd be flowing down, it'd be throwing down. So, he gave us two different diets. One for the animals who were in subjection to us, who we had dominion over, so that we can think clearly. So he gave them, us, the fruitarian diet, and them the vegetarian diet. So one was superior to the other. And that is deep. So he put us as dominion, but he did not tell us to eat them. See, people who are prepared to say, well, listen, he said to have dominion and subdue them. I mean, eat them. And no. The verses in verse 28 does not say that because he explained it in the next verse. Okay? Check that out. Now, those who think that they're so smart, that's not what verse 28 is saying. In verse 28, God explains it. Okay? He tells you what your diet is. Okay? So, with this diet, with this lifestyle, what he has given to us. Now you might want to know, why did he give us, why did he put us on two different diets? Well, one thing. See, now all of this goes into my 10-day oxidative therapy cleanse program. So yes, you need to get it. You need to figure out. You need to join us when we do it 3 times a year. Okay? We do it during the time of Passover, the Feast of Unleavened. We do it during the times of Pentecost, and we do it again at the time of Day of Atonement, Song of Trumpets, Feast of Tabernacles. So, these are the times that we do these. Now, you need to go up on the website, check it out. You know, there's testimonies now of people who have gone through this cleansing program now, and their results. Right? Now, the website is www.peopleofcolor1.com. Again, that is www.peopleofcolor, amen, with the numeric number 1.com. No spaces in between. Okay. Now, in this animals were given vegetarian diet. So vegetables heal the body. That's what vegetables do. Vegetables heal. They don't cleanse. They heal. Okay, so if you got things going wrong, you know, you eat some vegetables so that they, you know, your food, you know, it heals. Okay? Now, cleansing the system, you have another one which is called fruits. Fruits cleanse the body. Okay? So it's like your washing machine. You know what I mean? Okay, you got a washer, you got a dryer. Okay, now what do you wash? That washer. You put the you put water in there. Okay, and you put some detergent. Okay, you put some there to clean that thing up. And then you put that, you toss it in, and just be turning and pulling the stuff apart. And it just be working. And then that water turned black. And there you go. All right, it turned dark. See, it turned your color. Okay, and it has nothing to do with the detergent. It has to do with the dirty clothes. But you need the water in it. It takes the water that it goes through, and water is very powerful. Water cleanses things. Okay, so it's cleansing. You know, when you want to wipe off something, you take water, cloth, and you wipe it off. You want to wash this, you use water, cloth, wipe it off. You want to wash your clothes, you use water, and then water, clean it out. Water is very powerful. It is one of the 9 laws of health. Now, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about it now. A little bit of power in the water. So that water is taking it and disposing it and cleansing it out. Okay. That's what we're talking about, cleansing, cleaning it out, okay? So he put us on a different diet so that we can remain superior in reference to mind, body, and soul, amen? That we will be cleansed in communication with y'all. The purpose is to be cleansed so that our minds can communicate with y'all, so we can see clearer, that we can understand. So when you go through my 10-day cleanse, right? When you go through it, you will be able to see clearly now. That's right. Use things that you were foggy, you're not going to be fog anymore. The spiritual walk that you didn't have with y'all, you're going to have a deepening. Right? This is the deal now. This is how he created these things. So we need to understand them so that we can live in harmony with them, not in violation of them, and then we be receive the curse. We already read that. It says, I call you out of Babylon, that you receive not a perplexed curses. Okay, and now you get the cancer, blood, eye, blood pressure, diabetes. All of these are curses. And Yahweh has promised to give to us if we disobey. Arthritis. All that stuff now. Okay, so let's keep moving now. The deterioration of the body. So he wanted us to keep the body fresh, alive, and woven. Okay, and so to do that, you have to cleanse it. So every once in a while, you got to cleanse the body. So if you in India and China, Africa, South America, and different all parts of the Asian world, and everybody goes through cleansing, even the iron. Only Americans don't take cleansing. And they use herbs, that's right. They use herbs, and it dumps out the poisons, dumps out the parasites. Yep, that's it, worms, and all that stuff in your body. You can eat that flesh, you can eat that pig, and eat all that. Dumping that stuff out of your system. And that's what it does. So that's why you need the cleansing program. Okay? And so that's what every nation does. That. Only Americans don't do that. That's because we are not connected to the earth. We're not connected to Yahweh. We are connected to our industry, the $1 trillion business. That's our problem. Okay. So let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's not slow down. Let's not slow down. Okay. So as we see the fruits of the cleansing process, as you got that washing machine, you cleanse that stuff, and then you put more water in it, rinse it to get rid of all that water. So that's what we're talking about. Okay, that's what we're talking about. That's what is the cleansing. That's what fruits do. Cleanses your body. Okay. Now, the next thing, what does vegetables do? Because he put the animals on a vegetarian diet. As we said, vegetables heal. It's a healing process. Okay? It's not a cleansing process. It's a healing process. Because when your body gets cleansed, then it needs to be healed. Okay? So you need cleansing and healing. All right, so that's what he had laid out for man and animal. And then it says, verse 31, and Elohim saw everything that he had, and behold, it was what? Very good. It was good. It was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day. Now, what was good about it? That he created everything, created humans and created the animals, tied them together, had one dominion over the other, and gave them perfect diet. Okay, so the diet that he had given to the humans were a fruitarian diet. The diet he had given to the animals was a vegetarian diet. Now, as we move on in the scriptures, we're going to see something drastic occur. We see that in chapter 3, deception, etc. We are deceived. The woman is deceived, and the man is following her footsteps. And so, humans fall. And we are fallen from our condition, our mental, our spiritual condition of being connected to Yahweh. So then he changes a few things. What does he change? Alright, let's look at chapter 3. Let's read verse 16. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows, and thy conception in sorrow shall thou bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. So here it just makes mention that here that you're going to have babies and they're going to be in pain. In pain, delivering babies. Verse 17, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. Now, you see, it's just because you listen to the woman, and has eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. And sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. So what is he? He's changed the earth. And now the earth is cursed because of what humans did. We cursed the earth and the animals and everything on it. Not good. Thorns also, and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. So now this is the first time that he is allowing humans to eat the green vegetables. Now, why did he do that? Well, we were deteriorating. We started dying, because he said, during the day that you shall surely die. And we started dying. So aging, that's when the aging process started. Before, we were living forever. We started dying off very rapidly. So when we started to die, from moving from living forever on a fruitarian diet, now we're living on another living in time. We're living, and the deterioration of humans. So as humans deteriorate, okay, and as sin has entered in and we started to deteriorate, we find out that we age. That means we're dying. Before there was no death, and now we're dying. So he says, now that you're dying, you're going to be cleansed. Your fruits are going to cleanse you. But now you need some healing. Okay? You need something to heal you. And so the healing will now be your vegetables. So that's what he says. Thorns also. Cursed the ground for thy sake. Verse 18, thorns and thistles shall it bring forth, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. So this is when he says, okay, you need now healing. See, before you didn't need healing, and you were just a fruitarian, because your body was just being cleansed. Now you need healing. So he's given us the vegetables that it might heal our bodies from the deterioration of the curse, the sin. So to say we're not cursed, yes, we're cursed. That's why we die. That's why you die. Now the question is, how do you die? Will you die in pain? Or are you just going to die and because your body's old and you just pass on? Two different ways. You can die in pain, or you can die, you know, painless. So that's the difference. Depending on what you eat and drink and what you think, it makes you know. Okay? So this is what has happened. So now we see that he has changed our diet to a vegetarian diet. Verse 19, and in the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it thou wast taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Verse 20, and Adam called his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all living. So he called her Eve, not Yahweh didn't call her Eve. No, he called it Eve, okay? Adam, which is human, okay? Now, there's two other places where Adam is spelled just a little different. A-D-H-A-M. The key word is Ham, just in case you didn't know. Ham, and Ham was the father of the Africans, the black people. And then you have Abraham, and then you have the word Ham again in the word Abraham, and that word Ham again was the father of all the African people. So that means that Adam and Eve is that Abraham, and Abraham was African, and also the descendants of Ham, had Hamite traits. Okay? Now some people might disagree that he's from Shem. He said yes, but the key word is what? Ham and Abraham. Okay, so, and then Adam. A-D-H-A-M, they dropped the H so that you would never see it. So, and that means reddish brown, Adam. It was given twice, one in the Genesis, in the creation story. The other one is in when they talk about the pottage, that Esau sold, that Jacob sold Esau the pottage, red pottage. It was Adam's pottage, red pottage. So that's what that means, reddish brown pottage. Okay, so. Just wanted to get these words cleared of who Adam and Eve and human, but that's what usually Adam means is human. Okay, so that's what he's talking about, human being, not usually an individual. Okay, so now that we know that this is what he had given to him, this was our diet. So do you live to eat or eat to live? We showed how Yahweh's healthy diet and lifestyle can help one maintain good health. So we talked about the regaining of health through the vegetables, okay, and the cleansing process through the fruits, and maintaining it through exercise, through breathing fresh air, through sunlight, through water. We're going to go into all of those things. So all of these things he has put together. And the first assignment he's given us is to name the animals right after he created. So he gave you a way to think and observe and study and all of those different wonderful things. Okay. Yes. So in the highlights here, we will go over various natural remedies, proven successful cases of high blood pressure, cancer, ADD, attention deficit disorder, just to name a few. So we pray that you've been able to understand and benefit from our study. So may Yahweh bless you and keep you. May he keep you. May his wonderful grace pour upon you. May he give you peace till we meet again. Remember at the website, visit www.peopleofcolor1.com. Again, that's www.peopleofcolor1.com. Thank you. And Yahweh bless you and keep you.